Brown. His new one called Heaven. It's 30 minutes after 8 o'clock. Jim Cote, you know what time it is.
It's time for our weekly Fort Hood update. And today we have Mr. John Deem. He's the Civilian Executive Director of the Operational Test Command at Fort Hood. Good morning, John. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Hey, don't lie to me, Jim Cote. John Deem, wasn't he part of the Watergate thing?
No, this is Deem with an M.
No, I got it. All right.
I've been hearing that for 30-something years. I ought to get
Now, John, this is our first time to talk to you, and we'll get to that in a minute, but I want to say I honestly believe you are the very first civilian to ever do the Fort Hood update.
Well, I'd like to say you're upgraded, but I get in trouble with General Funk and my other friends across post. So,
well, tell us about yourself, where you're from. And
I'm a Texan. I grew up in Amarillo and then moved to San Antonio in 68, Air Force brat. And I just truth and disclosure right now, I'm an Aggie. I've got 2 degrees from Texas A&M. And got assigned here to Fort Hood in January of 82, my first duty assignment. And I've been coming and going since then, but I keep coming back to the great place.
You got family?
I've got family, wife, 5 kids, 10 grandkids. And
wow.
San Antonio and sister and brother there in Lake Travis. So kind of scattered around Texas, but pretty much all around the right part of it.
Now, tell us how a civilian works in with the Operational Test Command and what you do there for the OTC.
So I'm the senior civilian here at the Operational Test Command, and we've got probably a blended workforce as any organization at Fort Hood between our military, our Department of the Army civilians, as well as our contractors. And our task really is to provide the continuity. Most of our workforce, to include me, are former military, but we've got some, no kidding, engineers and smart folks out of college that don't have a military background but bring us technical expertise. But to bring that mix of military and technical expertise to complement our military testers as we plan and conduct testing around the world. So our job is really to kind of continue to carry the torch as the military leadership and expertise comes and goes here to the command.
Well, as we've talked to the OTC command over the years, we've come to learn that the OTC is kind of like the consumer reports of the Army. So tell us what you're checking out right now.
Well, we're getting ready to go to test with a bunch of major air and ground combat systems. We're going from busy to really busy here in about the next 2 weeks. We've deployed test teams to the West Coast to begin testing with the Marines of the Joint Light Tactical Vehicle. We'll deploy a little bit later in the spring the National Training Center to test some unmanned aviation systems. Team to Germany later this spring to test some new Stryker fighting vehicle variants. And then really for about the next 3 years, we've got the pedal to the firewall, and we keep going. So we'll have test teams. Multiple test teams deployed at the same time across the globe.
Now, also understand the OTC is currently searching for, you know, folks with talent and skill sets. And I just want to throw Zach and Jim's name into the ring, you know,
Jim, he wants talent and skill sets.
Oh, see. Okay, well, so you need somebody else then.
Well, listen, I'm an Aggie history major, so I'm the last person throwing rocks at anybody about talent. But listen, we're looking, you know, we got a very mature workforce, and so we've got to replace a lot of that expertise, plus bring in new skills. We're looking for folks with science, technology, engineering, and math backgrounds. If that applies to y'all, I can give you the website to apply for.
Okay, what is it?
USAJobs.com.
That's
okay,
easy.
All right. USAJobs.com.
We may have a hard time getting onto that website.
Well, just give me a call. I'll help you out.
All right. So, John, later this month, you've got a big laboratory that you're going to be breaking ground for. Tell us about that.
We do. A lot of the tools that we use now come from different organizations. We use a lot of the Army's training systems to create an operational environment, force-on-force tactical engagements, kind of laser tag tactical simulations, as well as instrumentation to collect data on how well a tank performs or a network works. And as we prepare for our test, this new laboratory, the ATEC, or Army Test and Evaluation Command Technology Integration Center, gives us a chance to bring those tools in, make sure they work, bring the testers together to make sure that they're going to do exactly what they need to do for the testing, plan, and then we deploy those systems out to conduct the test, gather the data, and then we'll bring it back to this ATEC, the Technology Integration Center, to do the data analysis to make sure that that system was effective, it was reliable, and it did what the Army wants it to do, again, kind of in that consumer reports mode. We're really that last line of defense between what the program managers are developing and what the soldiers are taking to combat. So we take that role pretty seriously, and this new ATEC lab is going to be a huge part of us in that mission.
So if I understand, this is called the Army Test and Evaluation Command Technology Integration Center Laboratory, which, if I do it right, it's be the ATEC-tickle.
Hey, well, we're going to leave the L. I like that ATEC. You're just going to call it the ATEC. But if y'all come visit, you can call it anything.
All right. Well, John, we appreciate you taking the time to call and give us the OTC update. Appreciate the good, hard work that y'all do there. And let's remind everybody that we still have soldiers from Fort Hood that are still in the fight.
Yes, we do. And we've got about 6,500 soldiers deployed from Fort Hood worldwide, pretty much anywhere on the globe. Europe, South Korea, you know, obviously Iraq, Afghanistan, Kuwait, South America, and Africa. So I would just ask folks, when they take the knees tonight, that they keep those soldiers in their prayers. And also, I'd like to really congratulate you all for your 25th anniversary, and I think this year is the 10th anniversary of you all deploying with soldiers from Fort Hood into combat. Yeah. So I want to thank you all.
Well, thank you, John, for taking the time, and hope to visit with you again soon. We'll come down and visit you, okay?
Come on down. We're doing some groundbreaking on the ATEC here about the 24th of January. I'd love to have you.
All right.
And Gigamaggies, right?
Right. Mr. John Deem, he's the Civilian Executive Director of the Operational Test Command at the Great Place Fort Hood with this week's Fort Hood Update.
Hey, Jim Cunning, let's talk about our good neighbor pharmacy. Pharmacy.